WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Library of America has just published two volumes of work by the late writer Richard Wright, including his classic memoir, Black Boy. This is the first time the complete text of Black Boy has been published. Maureen Corrigan says this new edition will alert you to the power of Wright's words and to the fragility of those books we think of as classics.
Few other classics of American literature have been so blithely hacked up as Richard Wright's memoir, Black Boy. And the really scary thing is that up until now, most readers thought they'd read Wright's memoir the way he'd written it. The Black Boy that millions of readers know tells the story of what Wright calls his organic loneliness. Wright was born in 1908 in Mississippi. His father was a sharecropper, his mother an invalid. Wright grew up thinking that semi-starvation was a normal way of life. He learned to fill his stomach up tight with water instead of food. But somehow, without any encouragement from anybody, Wright acquired another hunger for books. Although as a black boy in the South, Wright was denied access to public libraries, he managed to smuggle out copies of H.L. Mencken and Theodore Dreiser. Black Boy ends with Wright moving north to Chicago to pursue the larger world that his reading opened up for him. However, the original memoir, entitled American Hunger, continues Wright's story into his involvement with the Communist Party. Wright joined the party because, he said, he realized that keeping humanly alive only through transfusions from books was no longer enough. He needed to connect with other like-minded people. But when his communist comrades criticized Wright for reading bourgeois novels and for his independent views, he broke with the party. Being told what to read and think eerily reminded him of his childhood in the South. When the original version of Black Boy was offered to the Book of the Month Club in 1944, the club accepted it, with the provision that the second section be chopped. Wright always believed that pressure from the Communist Party determined the book club's decision. The American Communist Party back then was at the height of its power, and it is possible that the party used its influence in the publishing industry to muzzle Wright. So the Richard Wright that generations of readers have known through the abridged Black Boy is a child, without potentially offensive politics or sexuality. The Library of America text restores these missing aspects of Wright's adult personality. Similar reconstructive surgery also has been performed on Wright's other classic, Native Son. Once you read the Library of America's definitive editions of these and other great books, it's hard to buy any other versions. It's also hard to buy the conservative argument that great art always rises above its historical contexts. George will tell you otherwise, but not only are many classics about politics and economics, but a lot of them have been mangled and hung out to dry because of political interests and the demands of the marketplace. The Library of America series is a great books lover's dream, but by exposing the concrete, grubby, historical forces that have shaped the great books, this series has also become the worst nightmare of those who defend the sanctity of the transcendent classical canon.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed the new edition of Black Boy, which is published by the Library of America.